Yep.
BBL Drizzy. BBL Drizzy.
Oh my God.
That's how you got on.
Pause.
That's how you starting it off, though.
Wow. I'm just saying, I sent the text out earlier, but you just walking around the house, ain't doing shit. Then all of a sudden, BBL Drizzy.
Baby,
oh my God. Start singing that shit.
That shit is like Shaft. Like, man, shut your mouth.
Words. All right, guys. That's Red. I'm Digga. That's Two Gun. And that's Yoga. And we are the Troublemakers.
What's happening?
I do want to start the show by something that was brought to my attention.
Uh-oh.
When I say thanks to my correspondents, they are no less than I am, okay? We're all on the same level. When I say correspondents, we're all correspondents on the show. If you look at the definition of a correspondent, it is a group of reporters reporting the same thing on the same level on the same channel.
Reporting live.
Exactly. So if I made you guys feel any less than anything by using the words my correspondence, that was not my intention.
Did one of us say that?
It was a conversation I was had.
BBL Drizzy.
Yeah, I'm just...
No, was that a conversation amongst us?
No, not amongst us, no.
Okay.
Well, I will say this. I feel no different than what I am. I know what I is. I know what I contribute to the show. I know what everybody contributes to the show. So we all in it together.
I thought that nigga was gonna say I am what I am.
That old Popeye shit.
I am what I am.
No, this man went with that Al Jarreau. We're in this love together.
Always stupid.
I love Al Jarreau, by the way, y'all. So,
oh shit.
Mikey talked like the type of nigga that'll smoke. Y'all remember them old Players magazines from the '70s? Them Brown Moore cigarettes.
Yo,
damn.
What was them shits called? Virginia Slims?
Nah, these shits was brown. It was called Moors. They used to be in like the Players magazines.
Yeah.
Like they'd be all cool and shit with the blazer on, with the afro shining and shit. Got a bad bitch next to him.
I gotta look this shit up, man. Word.
See now, Pretty Tony, your bitch chose me.
It's now we can handle this like gentlemen, or we can get into some
gangsta shit.
Yo, do you know I saw the Mac for the first time about 10 years ago?
Really?
I kid you not.
To be honest with you, I haven't even seen the movie.
Wow.
No. I know. God damn. Leave me alone.
Nah, some shit like you just, it falls into your lap somehow.
I was in New Jersey. And damn. you know the funny thing about New Jersey public access television?
What is that?
They don't give a fuck what they play at night.
So that BBL Drizzy. I meant to say BET Uncut, but on the BBL Drizzy just
popped out of my brain.
BET Uncut, Jesus.
Drizzy, pause.
We had a show about BET Uncut one time before, right?
Yeah, we like definitely talked times. About it.
Multiple word, times. Word, word.
I'm trying to kick it tonight.
What the right. Thanks, man.
Fucking my black God. Jesus.
That dude said, we can get up on a roof. All right, let me get into the show, y'all.
All right.
What's the most famous one?
White girl.
No.
Oh yeah. Ain't gonna make money in the paper.
Well, besides tip drill, I mean.
Nah, you remember? I ain't got no panties on. Ain't got no panties on. Dance floor.
Oh man, BET Uncut was wild.
Wild as hell. Whew.
All right, so
Ain't nothing like money in a Ziploc bag. Yeah, dash and a dash. Niggas are on LimeWire fucking their people computer up trying to download them songs.
Boy, put them on the next CD.
You never find them shits.
Never.
Mm-mm. Never.
Oh, man. Where was I going?
I'm about to see if it's on Apple Music. Hell,
it might be at this point. You never know.
I'm going to play that bitch when I roll into the bass tomorrow.
Right. Be like, I'm going in.
No, dude.
Go. All right, Digger, go ahead. Start.
I started selling dope back in 1986. I bought a Cadillac and put the bangs on that bitch. The brains blowed out with the white leather seat. What?
That's that shit.
Listen.
Take that shit to trial, bitch.
Listen.
All right, let's start.
All right, so we're doing Talk Tuesday Relationship Edition. And I guess order of appearances.
I had a thought on it. My thought was, let's just not everybody talk at one time, like literally talk at one time, but you know.
Just, but let's just answer the questions as they come.
Boom, there it is.
All right.
Okay. So everybody jump in and you know throw their little two to three to four cents in. You know.
Okay. That yeah. This is something new. This will work.
I wish it was a way like we could raise our hand and.
And like, yo, that'd be dope if there was a way like. Y'all can press the button.
I put it like this. Like, whoever go first, after the question, just wait your turn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Exactly.
But just know, next question, if you just went first, don't say shit. Until your turn rolls back around. You know what I mean?
All right.
Give at least one space before you just want to run your mouth first again. That way.
Gotcha.
Boom. So, too easy.
The first question reads, why is it so hard to find a good person nowadays?
Go ahead, Mikey.
It's a new day and age. Okay. It's a new day and age. Yeah. Everybody's on some new shit. Okay. If you old school and you still stuck on the old shit, you're gonna have to learn new shit to get with the new age shit that's going on now. So okay. And most people are comfortable in their ways, you know what I'm saying? So you just gotta bite the bullet and press the fuck on until you find somebody that is with what you with.
Word.
In my opinion.
Let me get the question one more time, Red. What's the question? I ain't gonna lie, I ain't hear it.
Why is it so hard to find a good person nowadays?
You gotta find a good person just in general, or?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Is it in general, or it's like a good person to date?
Well, I said relationship edition, so I'm guessing it's right, somebody so it's to date.
I mean, a motherfucker gotta be a good person before you start dating, all right?
Yeah.
You right.
So just answer however you feel like it.
I mean, I think for me, it's because that there's too many boxes to check. You know what I mean? And what I mean by that is you might have a good person, but there's maybe a couple of boxes that you want them to check that they don't check, and now all of a sudden that person's not good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And a lot of that is just because of these unrealistic expectations that people put on other people.
Well, tell them again, Mark. I'm sorry.
These unrealistic expectations that you put on a good person that makes them unqualified to be good in your
life.
You know what I mean? And that's just like, that could be like you meet the perfect man, perfect woman, but then you're like, oh, this motherfucker's not going to provide for me the way that I want them to because I want this motherfucker to give me $50 every day for lunch. And this nigga probably ain't gonna do it on this bitch. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's what it is.
And I know that $50 was like out there because goddamn, $50 for lunch, bitch. But I know that was just an example. I understand.
An example, yeah.
But I was like,
you know, it's funny. I've actually heard somebody at work talk about the theory of six.
Uh oh.
And I was just like, what is that? She said, "All right, a guy gotta have the three sixes for me."
Damn.
I said, okay, what is that? She said, earn six figures a year, has 6 days or more planned for me for the week, which you know there's only 7 days.
Bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And his dick got to be above 6 inches.
Wow.
I was like, okay. Like,
yeah, that bitch and the devil, you know, though.
Yeah, that's all I'm about to say. You have to be dating the devil.
Yeah, talk about the 666 rule. What?
She said, the three theory of six.
Yeah, the 666 rule, nigga.
Mm-mm.
She's trying to take you under her evil spell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think about it,
I am the equivalent of 666.
Lord, have mercy.
How?
I don't know what that means.
IEL, six letters. Jerome, Jerome, six letters. Lori, Laurie, six letters.
That goddamn
lot. You got good company with people like Hitler.
And that goddamn Loch Ness Monster. If y'all ever seen South Park,
Jesus
Christ. Y'all just went all off of subject. All
right, so the next question.
I didn't even get the answer.
Oh, my bad. My bad. Why is it so hard to find a good person nowadays?
You did answer.
Because
that.
It's two reasons. Sometimes it's not good enough for somebody to just be a good person. Minus like weird shit or some drama shit. And then it's really a lot of fucked up people outside.
I agree with that.
Because it's cold outside.
It's as simple as that. But after you get a certain age, though, you really shouldn't be really looking for nobody new. You know what I mean? Not unless it genuinely happens and you can meet somebody that's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Miss Shirley's like, you know what? I gotta settle down with Ernest.
No, not like that. Yet. Just being like homies and anything. Like, I'm not going to shoot pool with no random motherfucker I might have known 2 months. You know what I'm saying? Or somebody I just know through, and you know what I mean? Do in the wind. You know what I mean?
No, I got that.
Where some people could meet somebody one day and they're like best friends, chilling every day and shit.
I actually had a conversation with X Jack, and we were just talking about something similar to that, where we're just like, yo, man, we work with people every day, and we don't even hang out with the motherfuckers because we don't want to get to know them like that. Like, we're already established in our lives where we don't want to meet new people.
But at work, you could be my nigga. You know what I'm saying? You my nigga at work.
The moment you clock out, I'll see you tomorrow.
That's it. Word. And I might try to dodge you, so I ain't got to say shit to you clocking up.
Yeah, you know what I tell people at work sometimes?
Was that
because we have this whole thing where people like, yeah, we're cool, we're friends. You know, I tell them, I might wave at you in public.
Where?
Yeah, I mean, but that's as far as it goes. Like, because I get that. Like, I'm not trying to go out my way to like hang and kick it with. There's only a couple of people. You know what I mean? Like, but I'm not trying to go out my way hang and kick it with everybody. We could be the coolest motherfuckers at work, but if I see y'all in public, I'll wave.
Word. So to get going with the next question. And the next question is asked similarly down the road in series of questions. So I'm just going to ask this question once. And when we get to it again, I'm just going to skip it. It says, right. What makes men cheat? I don't get it.
Black men don't cheat. Lil Duval said that.
Damn.
So go ahead.
What makes men cheat?
Yeah.
A motherfucker going to do what he want to do, baby.
Oh my God.
That's it. A motherfucker gonna do what he wanna do. If the person you like don't cheat, whatever. But if he do, that's just what it is. For real. All
right.
Grown ass people gonna do what they wanna do. Like, that's just the end of the, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
It's great when it's not like that and you can really trust somebody, but where motherfuckers gonna do what they wanna do.
All right. Anybody else?
I mean, I don't think it's in general that men cheat. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, they do, but like, don't just put it all that, like into one category. Like, they're the only motherfucking cheating.
That's what I'm saying. Grown people gonna do what they want to do. Bitches is out there cheating too.
Yeah, women are cheating too. But like, really, I think that's a loaded question because it comes down to a couple of different factors. We can't call why people cheat because people cheat for different reasons. Some people just, like Gunnar said, are going to go out there and do what they're going to do. Some people may not be receiving the attention or love that they crave, and they're getting it from somebody else, and then they'll cheat because of that. I mean, like, maybe a dude ran into a bitch that owed him one, and he was like,
God damn, bro. This word.
Are you stupid? Nah, but that's crazy. When somebody owe you a fuck,
I gotta cash in.
Damn.
Nah, but I know that feeling.
Boys and girls.
You ain't never like not seen somebody for a long time and then you seen them and it's like both of y'all kind of single and you know y'all used to kind of like each other.
It's like, yo, this shit about to be that one that you owed me back then, but it's gonna be real this time. I'm not 15. I'm grown. You know what I mean?
But my point I'm trying to say is there's different reasons. It's not one solid reason, and it's all parties, men and women, that cheat. So I don't think it's like any one reason. You have to look into your relationship to find out what's lacking that made somebody else go somewhere else.
But say, yeah, it goes back to what I said earlier. It's a new day and age. Fucking is like the new Nintendo out this motherfucker.
And some bitches got that black snake moan, like they just need that shit all the time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's bitches out here right now getting raw dogged by like five different niggas.
And that with that being said, that it's kind of oh God, I don't know how to say this shit. I'm gonna just press on. It'll come to me. Pause.
Yeah.
The best thing to do is like who be saying that? Mark, be careful. Where?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta pretend like that pussy got COVID.
Get away. That thing.
Man, you gotta be careful.
Digga Jones, what's your view on this?
Listen. Y'all totally got me off subject. It's just like I'm sitting there trying to come up with an answer to what makes men cheat, and all of a sudden we find out that pussy got COVID.
Gotcha, bitch.
Like, Jesus Christ. But there's no such thing that makes men cheat. Okay? I'm going to just say that now.
All right.
So, but I will say what makes men stray. When there's a void that's not being met with the current person he's with, and if he tried talking to that person and that person doesn't want to fix the void, you can't do anything about that. Mm-mm-mm. I always say this, put a man in a doghouse, he'll end up in a cat house somehow. It's true.
You're right.
It's true. You try to sit there and punish a man by saying, you know, no pussy for you tonight. He says, no pussy from you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He'll go down the street. No, I'm joking about that.
Oh, now they got damn Miss Karen and shit. Hey, girl, how you doing now? All right.
Can you bring me? Karen says, can you help me bring in my groceries? All right. It's going to be more than your fridge getting full. Anyways, going on to the next
is hell.
Next question reads, when is the perfect time to tell my girl that I don't feel the same anymore?
As soon as possible.
Like, the question, my whole thing is, and nothing against my listeners, if you know that this is your thought process, why go to us for this?
Right.
What was the question again?
It says, when is the perfect time to tell my girl that I don't feel the same anymore? Because you've been thinking about this for a long time, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say one thing. The guys actually showed out on this one because we normally get a lot of questions for females. A lot of guys came through for this.
Yo.
We'll pause. But, you know, when is the perfect time to tell your girl? The moment that you came to four strangers asking us when the perfect time to tell your girl is,
mm-hmm.
It might be the perfect time to tell your girl.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. As soon as you hear this show, be like, hey, baby, let me tell you something real quick. So what had happened was, I ain't feeling this shit no more. I something got to change.
And the thing about it is, some men make shit too difficult. Like, if you haven't been feeling the same recently, tell her. What's the worst that can happen?
I think it kind of goes back to the last question of why men cheat. You have to get yourself out before you become the bad guy.
Yep.
Because
before you vandalize yourself, I get that.
Yeah. And the reason why I say it like that is because if you don't feel the same, then your actions are going to change. And then you may stray and do all kinds of stuff. You just gotta like open up and admit it, because what ends up happening is if you get caught in red-handed and you're just like, well, I haven't felt this way, it just sounds like an excuse then. You know what I mean? And you're already behind the eight ball. So like when you have those feelings, you have to let it be known as soon as possible before it puts strain not only on her end, but your end too.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Like, and it's like I said, the moment that you came to us with this question, coming to four strangers, you should have known the answer already, my God.
Nah, you know what? It's like, some people really do be needing advice on shit.
Yeah,
okay. You know what
they
I'm
need
saying?
To hear it. Yeah, they need to
and
hear it.
And it's like four person. Different opinions, no matter how crazy they could be. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
So okay, I see it from that angle.
So what's the question? Let me answer.
It says, when is the perfect time to tell my girl that I don't feel the same anymore?
See, it's on the factor of what's going on. Say you live with the bitch and you ain't got nowhere else to go. You better do some research and figure that shit out till you get straight. You know what I'm saying? Or if it's the other way around, what if she ain't got nowhere to go? You know what I mean? Is y'all gonna stay together? Or if it's your shit, are you gonna kick her out? You know what I mean? It's like a factor. I think
I've been through that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It just depends on what it is.
Some and plus, if you got kids involved as well.
Yeah.
And it depends on how like you really feel. Like what's up? Like this is a, you know, what's going on?
Right.
We could just separate.
It kind of reminds me. It kind of reminds me, like I said, of that Batman quote. What? How'd it go? You either die a hero or live long enough to become the villain. You better go ahead and do what you need to do and die a hero before your ass turns to the villain.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Like if you like really in like a real relationship, be on point with everything about what somebody when they start. You know that they acting different, and but when they start acting different, that's when you act like you the happiest motherfucker alive. You know what I'm saying? Not in a way like that, but don't change nothing. Play your game, watch your fucking sports, whatever. You know what I mean? If a motherfucker want to have a black cloud around them, let them. And they be like, "You all right? You don't say nothing. Keep going about. All right. You know what I'm saying? Word. Remind me some popcorn. You want some?"
All right. So the next question reads: is it odd to have a crush on my girl? Is it odd to crush on my girl's mom? Have y'all ever?
Nigga. If she fine like that, what is that to contest?
I'll go first. Or that's your answer?
That's my answer. Like, it's a crush. Like, you know when somebody bad in a motherfucker, or if that's something that you like, you might not go through with it, but if she offer that shit, you might.
You know what? I guess it's because I've never been in that situation. Because like when I think about my ex-wife's mom, ex-Red, she was a crackhead.
No, I'm just saying if you was in that situation, like if certain people
like I said, I guess it's because I've never been in that situation before that I can't give a clear-cut answer.
Nigga, you know what you like and what you like. You'll be like, yo, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like
I ain't never had that moment, man.
Nah.
Like, the only moment I had was, damn, I hope your mom's not alone in our house where she's still
No, I mean shit. With anybody in life. Just with
listen, I'm going to tell you like this. I ain't never been in that moment because most of the women I dated, their mom feeling like niggas. So, I can attest to that.
But
most of their moms also lived out of state too. So
like, yeah, but just imagine if their moms look like the type of woman that the person you with is gonna look like. Like she that bad, like wow. You know what I mean? You have a little crush.
Oh, like
but real talk, I'm trying to think if I even met like any of my significant other than the chick I'm with now, I haven't really met a lot of my significant other's moms. I was just kind of like, they kind of knew what time it was. I was like, yeah, I ain't going to be around that long. So. Oh, they mean your mama.
That's what I'm saying.
Mean your mama. That's just, we don't need to do any of that.
Oh, man. Mikey?
No. Hell to the no. None whatsoever. It might have been close with somebody it was like in fucking, middle school time frame, but... That was about it. Like Nicole, mama, she was cute.
Who the hell's Nicole?
Toy.
Government. Wow, we saying everybody's government.
My bad. Wow. I apologize.
I was like,
But if you look at if you know Mikey, if y'all know Mikey, whoever listens to the show, y'all know I had a crush on damn Nicole Toy back in the day. Goddamn, I ain't even going. That is nothing to hide. I don't give a fuck.
But what is it? What's the original question?
Is it odd to crush on your girl's mom?
Is it okay?
Is it odd?
I mean, no. See, that's the question. Y'all not answering. What y'all think? Is it odd or is it okay? It's like that's just
it wouldn't be.
If she, I mean, if she looks the part,
it definitely wouldn't be odd, man. I mean, I might be on some nigga shit and try to fuck them both.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like, imagine, like, imagine you dating somebody and you see the mom.
The old me. Let me.
Yeah, just in, you know, hypothetically, and it's Angela Bassett. Or, you know what I'm saying? Somebody like that. Or whatever you like that's an older woman. You're going to be like, wow. Every time she go to the refrigerator, your eyes is going to be on her.
Hey, Miss Parker.
You're going to be over there doing all type of handiwork shit that you ain't never done in your life, but you're going to do that shit.
Trying to repair the damn ceiling fan. Two niggas together and blow your ass up. Yo, Mikey, can I say something without you getting mad?
What? Go ahead.
You know what I used to call Nicole Torrey in high school?
Huh?
Polly Pocket.
I can see that. I can see that. She was short as shit.
She was a pocket person?
She was short than a motherfucker. Like the dick she probably came up with. Hey, whoa, wait a minute. I'm going to leave that alone.
How tall was she?
Dick was tall as hell. She was like four.
I'm going to say she's about 4'7", 4'8"
That's
what we used to call pocket bitches, like
pocket bitches.
Word, because them shit, especially when they be having a little body on it, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ain't supposed to have all that.
Anyway, wait, you about to say something, Red?
Nah, I've been. I was going to say something that was going to be hella flagrant.
Go ahead and say.
But they got some. They got some thick ass midgets.
Nigga, nigga.
Yo, you made. Hey, you made two gun harmonizers that.
Cause didn't I send y'all that shit or no?
Hell yeah.
The thing that's funny about it is like when I think of.
Oh. Yes, sir.
She had thick midgets.
Wait, say it again, right?
When I think of Nicole, she had thick midget features.
Like her, it was her upper body was leaning forward while she was walking, but her lower half was in the back somewhere.
Nigga. Damn. She had a fatty though with the fat thighs and all that.
Yeah.
You know the funny thing about it.
No, she didn't really have fat thighs, but she had like the midget fatty.
Okay.
No, but
it's
so funny because we used to hang. Her and I used to hang out with each other after school almost every day.
Mm-hmm. Y'all lived in the same neighborhood. Hell.
I never saw her as anything but a little sister, but now that I'm thinking back, I'm like, wait a minute.
Hey, bro,
I don't know who y'all talking about.
She had the ski jump too, boy. She had the ski jump. Like, Lord Jesus have mercy.
All right, she went to school with us.
To all the listeners who don't know what somebody a ski jump a is. Now
that was your girl.
That's a funny thing. I ain't seen her in over 20 years.
Me either.
I saw one time when I used to live in South Carolina. Well, I saw a couple of times because they used to shop in the same grocery store that was by my apartment.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in a long time.
She owed you one?
Who?
She owes everybody on the show one, including YouTube.
No, that's why I asked. You know how you said. Now you said before, sometimes you see the one that owed you one.
Red said that.
No, she ain't on me one. Me and her didn't get down like that. I mean, we were cool.
She
lost her goddamn mind. Oh, you don't know me no more, bitch?
Okay. What's her name?
All right.
Nicole Toy.
Wow. You said the whole government, though.
Mikey said the whole government first.
But y'all remember it used to be a little, twice. I think she was like a Filipino girl. She went to school with us. Her name was Christina.
I think so.
And she was shaped like just like that, like about 4'11" and all ass and thighs and titties.
Yeah, I remember her.
Word, she used to work in that little like Urban Outfitters store.
Yeah.
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 I have no idea who you guys are talking about.
Man, That shit, boy, I wanted to duff that out every time I saw her. I ain't even gonna lie.
Lord Jesus.
Mm-mm-mm. Going on. So the next question reads, can you love two women at the same time?
You absolutely can if you wanted to. It's a free, it is a free country. You can love whoever the fuck you want to love. But
you said, how, what do you say?
I love my mama and my sister. Put shit.
You can do anything you want to do as long as you put your mind to it.
Right? Listen, I know I can be what I want to be.
I'm not going to give my listeners any bad advice.
It's real.
I'm just speaking from my opinion, sir.
How about this? I'll say it like this. Yes, you can, but I wouldn't recommend it if we're talking about the type of love that we're talking about.
What I was going to say is you can love one and be in love with another.
Yeah, okay, all right. But it didn't say in love. It said, did it say in love or just say in love?
It says, can you love two women at the same time?
Oh, yeah. So
yeah, but I think it'd be a different type of love, though.
Mikey found a legal loophole.
I want to say, now let me tell you here now. It's in how you say it, you know, say the whole sentence. Love or in love, you know what I'm saying? So
says, can you love two women at the same time? So I guess that's a yes, right?
Boom. Absolutely.
Yeah, you can. I want to be the scenario person. Like,
go ahead.
I'm going to give y'all, I'm going to just do scenarios. So imagine, like, you got your girl and you love her, but it's like a, like, this is the lady in my life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is peace. She's just that type of person. But, you know, you might have, like, somebody who's like a homegirl that y'all could do anything together, and she fine, and she giving that shit up recklessly whenever you want it. You gonna love that bitch, too. You know what I'm saying? But one is your, like, your wife, and the other one is just like, she'll do anything for you anytime, and you know what type of person she is. You know what I mean? That's a different kind of love.
Yeah.
All right, so next question. How hard to date would you say you are?
I am not that difficult. I'm sorry. I know I answered first last time, but damn, I don't give a this shit kind of just, I just had to just say it. I'm not hard to date. It's just certain things that just piss me off. You know, I get irritated real quickly. So
sounds like you're hard to date, nigga.
Not that difficult. Now that's just me, you know, just in general. I get pissed off at any damn thing. But at the same time, I'm not too difficult, man. Just keep a, what is it? Not a good rhythm, but keep a good rhythm as far as, like, you know, texting.
Consistency.
Thank you, Lord. Jeez, I've been drinking too much. Anyway, just keep the consistency up.
For sponsors.
Absolutely. Yeah. But yeah, man, that's me.
All right, so Two Gun, how hard to date would you say you are?
Hard. Extra hard, because I really don't want to date nobody. You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
Like I said, you could be my homie, and you could turn that shit loose every now and then, but ain't no strings attached. You know, okay. That type of shit.
I think for me, I'm easy to date but hard to understand.
Ooh, that's
thank you, Ray. Thank you.
That makes sense though.
That's a good one.
I mean,
I would say that I'm a combination of both. I'm hard to date and I'm easy to date for the same reasons. Because I care too much. And that could be a good thing because, you know, the woman will know she's cared for. She knows she's loved, this, that, and the third. But sometimes I'm the kind of guy that, yo, it's been 30 minutes. Like, what's going on? Or so on and so on. When you care too much, it can be smothering almost.
You know what it is, though? That care too much shit? I think you what's be that? Doing that shit too early. You got to figure that shit out first. Or enjoy,
I don't think I do it.
For enjoy your time busting down some raw coochie and figure that shit out before you get in too deep.
Oh, man.
Just enjoy yourself. For real. Because you really don't really know a person until like really like 2 or 3 years. It takes a
Living
real minute.
Off the wall.
You know what I'm saying? Because they're having fun and enjoying meals just like you is, but like you never know how retarded a person is. It takes them 2 or 3 years. Hey.
And I'll add another thing to that difficulty of dating and shit like that. I like to stay at the house. I like to right. chill. I like to cook. You know what I'm saying? But like as far as like, oh, we want to go here. You go no. I'm cool. So that might be kind of a difficult thing to deal with. Like you want to go out and be, you know, seen and shit like that. Nigga, I'm in the house. I'm chilling. I don't feel like getting all dressed up, going out and wasting my gas to go over here. Bitch, just come over here. I'll cook you something. You'll be all right. We can just
I'm almost at the end of house age.
See, that's what I was saying. Like, I'd rather have like a really, 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 really close home girl, because a lot of times when you get in relationships, people want you to change to how they want you to be. You know what I'm saying?
What's so funny?
My block started playing.
Oh, y'all can hear that shit? My
man. That shit was perfect, bro. Because you started talking, and that song started playing. I was like, oh, shit.
And then, y'all would think it was me playing Scarface.
This is a bunch of instrumentals playing.
I did.
What was I saying? Oh, people want to change you from, like, who you really is. Like, some people really are who they are, and that's just the way they're gonna be straight through. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people change because they were faking the whole time.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But some people try to change you how you really are to fit how they want you to be, and that's where it starts getting a little crazy.
Motherfucker put on the goddamn front. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And that's when it start getting funny. Like, why are you trying to change me into what you want? You didn't like me when I was, you know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. the person you like, right?
All right.
So that's what makes shit hard too. That could be with anybody.
Next question. What is the proper procedure with your lady contacting her ex? What's too far?
These motherfuckers out here going through it.
The only thing you need to be contacting your ex for is if it's your baby daddy.
Okay.
In my opinion. Yeah, of course. Hey, I would not turn the you know, the dad of your child away, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, don't you call that nigga. No. Y'all need to have, you know, contact and shit like that on that spectrum. But there's no reason for you to be contacting your ex, bitch. If you with me, hell no.
All right. Red.
Oh man, I dealt with this situation and it wasn't good. I agree. If there is a commitment, like a child involved, then yes, you should contact. You have to. You have to contact at that point because, you know, there's a fucking child involved. Yeah.
That was aggressive. Goddamn.
Nah,
it's a fucking child.
But anything after that, like I don't do the my ex or my best friend bullshit. I don't do any of that. You know what I mean? Like. Because there's too much. We already talked about it. That could be the motherfucker that owes you one. Yeah. All right, babe, I gotta go to work. All right, well, I'm just gonna go out with a friend, and that could be the friend. And then that motherfucker, you out there putting in your hard art, going to work and making money and shit, and that motherfucker she getting a bump, back blown down by an old flame.
She huh? getting knocked down.
By an old flame, and you know what? And you know what she's gonna tell you when you come home from work. She's gonna ask. You gonna ask how was your day, babe? And you know what she gonna say? All right, it's good. I ain't really do nothing. You know why? Because it's not because that's nothing to her. Mm. That's nothing to her because she already had it before.
Gunner? Yeah,
it's like this. It's on how much pimping each person got in them, and I'm gonna tell you why, right?
How much pimping.
So yeah, it's about how much pimping it is because say. I got an ex-girlfriend, but we broke off like amicably. We still cool. Like, we know we could contact each other until like we start talking to somebody else, and it's both a mutual thing. But we still keep a short line to where you can find out if you got somebody. You know what I mean? And if I tell her I got somebody, she's not contacting me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
it's not like, you know, sometimes it could really be somebody who was close. Y'all just broke up like that. But y'all both got to know when and when not to be doing that. You know what I mean?
Right, wait, did somebody listen to Hall of Notes? No. Okay.
Because a man go contact his ex if they still cool and she's still looking good. You know what I mean? You gonna say what's up every now and then.
It's a slippery slope with that shit, though, man.
Like, either you want to hit, yeah, it is. But you know, sometimes you want to hit a bitch doing bad.
And it, yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna go to the next question.
Nigga, you ain't answering.
Well, same thing with a female. They might just want to use it to laugh at sometime.
I'm trying to do time constraint here.
Okay.
All right. It says, I'll answer first on this question right here. It says, why don't men share their feelings with their partner? I've been trying to get my boyfriend to open up for a while, and he refuses to. Let me tell you why we don't. Because you find a way to villainize us with that shit.
Mm.
Because we tell you something like, oh, I don't have, you know, I don't feel right because I'm not doing this, so on and so on and so on, right? So the next time we get in an argument, think about that. Next time you want to kill yourself, you're like,
yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You find a way to use what we said to you against us. That's why we don't open up.
Exactly. You
fucking now, you got a nigga, now you got a nigga in a white Bronco going down the highway.
God damn.
Jesus. I also nah, them low blows, some of them shit sting. You haul off and knock a bitch head off. No, not saying nothing about domestic violence.
You going to jail now.
People shouldn't do them low blows or you know stuff personally about people like that. That's crazy.
Let me give you an example, okay?
That's why your mama had to suck dick for crack to get something. You know what I mean? Like, wow. That was like my most vulnerable memory of my mama. And you just said that shit?
Yo, I was about to say something. I was about to say something totally similar.
Uh-oh.
Remember that video of that football dude rock bottom and that bitch through the baby killer?
The baby. In the baby house.
Yeah, that was one of them type of situations. Not saying it's a good thing at all, but a human could make a human do the craziest shit when some of the shit they be saying.
But yeah. I'm gonna tell you like this, and this is a true to life story. I went on a double date with Red, his old girl, the girl I was dating at the time, and of course me, right? So I forget, we were eating at a breakfast spot. I want to say it was either Denny's, IHOP, or you know, Waffle House. And I expressed that I wanted to make more money in my life, this, that, and the third, that I felt like I was stuck at Walmart, right? So we got on the conversation and everything, and this girl says right in front of Red and his lady, see, if you can get out of your Walmart dreams like you said, you wouldn't be stuck in a dead-end 9-to-5 job like that. Mm. Like, and the thing about it was, I told her that in confidence, because at the time, I was a little self-conscious of what I was making. And like Red looked at me and was like, wow, is this really happening?
You little smack this shit?
And the thing about it was,
I'll throw a food on the floor if you want me to.
and the thing about it was, I was so embarrassed that she brought up my weakest moment in front of my brother and his old lady. It got to the point where Red was just like, we could box this up and we can go home.
Oh, shit.
I have the way to spit in it and on here plate and everything, man. If you want me to.
Y'all ever saw a nigga get physically abused by his girl on FaceTime?
No. Oh, that video where she was beating the hell out
No. You didn't hear my question. I said, have any of y'all ever saw your homeboy getting physically abused by his girl on like a video call or FaceTime?
No, hell no.
Guess who has?
You? Yeah. Can we hear, wait, before we go on with the rest of Talk Tuesday, can we hear the story?
We still got to answer the question.
Yeah, I'm not going to go too quick, but this is so recent, so I'm not going to go too fast. Basically, like, something happened to where, you know, people get drunk and they bring up old shit at a particular time, but that shit, it like brings something out of them. So basically, the girl was saying, you cheated on me with your ex, bitch, at a so-and-so date. and blah, blah, blah. She was saying all the reasons why you're such a bad person. Then the hits start coming. It's like them shits is few and far between, but they connecting, and you just watch that shit for like 30 minutes. I'm like, yo, you want to call me back when like y'all come down? Niggas like, nah, I guess he's for real. Cause I guess he figured like she wouldn't be like, it wouldn't get too crazy if she knows somebody on the watching the shit. So that shit was hard to watch. Where them hits was like, you ever saw somebody got hit like with the back of a woman's fist right in the eye, nose, cheek area? Yeah. Like it sounds like you punching like a side of beef or something. It's like a smack, and then you see a nigga eyes just close up. Like that shit is fucked up to watch. Like she really beating your ass. You
can't do nothing. I'm sorry, to be honest with you, at that moment, I'd hang up the goddamn phone. Like,
that's what I'm saying, but you know, the embarrassment kept him from hanging up.
So, you want me to ask what was the question again? Yeah, but I say, you want me to ask the question again? It says, why don't men share their feelings with their partners? I've been trying to get my boyfriend to open up for a while. He refuses to.
I don't think it's the fact that men don't want to share their feelings. I think one of the things, to your point, Digga, is what women do with those feelings that are shared, right? They can either, like you said, vilify and use them against you later, or those feelings, they want you to share those feelings for, like, reasons for their own. Like, I personally feel like if somebody doesn't want to share their feelings, it's because that there's no purpose in it, because it serves no purpose to that man to share those feelings with you, because you're not picking up on those feelings for his benefit. You're trying to pick them up for your benefit so you can try to figure out a way to kind of manipulate those feelings for you, not for him. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, so I think a lot of men feel like that is because there's always some extra motive behind those things that makes people feel like you have some kind of ulterior motive that, like, even if I open up and let you know these things, like, you're not getting this information from me, you're getting this information for you so you can use it a certain way.
And I think a lot of people have a fear of getting their emotions and weaponized against them.
And yeah. that was my
biggest point. Yeah, your emotions and insecurities. Point, yeah.
And I want to say, playing devil's advocate, there are some women that are just natural helpers who just want to help every situation, even situations that can't be helped. So I'll throw that out there also. Because I felt like my thing was like a huge negative connotation.
No, I get both sides, but also, like I said, with the way that some things go, you just don't know people's agenda, I guess you could say.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know if it's for you or for them. So sometimes you just kind of keep that shit to yourself.
So the next question says,
like that fat dude who got all the, like the dude got all the money from the fat girl.
Wait, say what?
What was that story you told where the dude got all the shit from the big girl?
Oh.
It's like that, like people they use shit to get to you. It could be could go either way.
That was stroking his ego.
Yeah.
But the next question is the question I said that was answered almost before. This one says, why is cheating in men's nature? Which goes back to question number two, what makes men cheat? I don't get it. So we're gonna skip that one.
These motherfuckers is going through it.
The next one I really didn't get, so I don't even know how to answer it. It says, what ramps the mood in the bedroom for you? Like, what the fuck is ramps the mood?
What gets you horny, baby?
Oh, I don't know if that meant what kills the mood or like...
Well, ramps is like shooting to the sky like Dukes of Hazzard, right?
I guess, yeah.
I mean...
You're hitting that turbo boost.
I really don't have an answer to that either.
Some bomb ass neck, nigga. That's what. Man, some fire ass neck.
Shit. Like, I was about to answer the shit. I was like, God damn.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Mike.
being the big spoon. Bitch, okay. if you wait. Is backing that motherfucker up on me, I'm trying to sleep and you keep moving that ass. Ooh, bitch, I swear to God. Spoon. No. Me being the big spoon and she's little spoon. Okay. Come on, that Jesus, get it together, y'all.
I didn't know if you didn't understand or not. You're like backing that thing up. So you're rubbing your rump against a girl's coochie, like
what?
You didn't specify who the big spoon was.
The question specified it for me. I think I had to specify it for you.
Then after you spoon it, you know what's gonna happen.
What's that?
You gonna get that fire ass net, nigga. What? That shit gonna turn the party upside down. You heard?
Oh my God.
Man. Especially if you might have a little drink in you, if you drink, or a little bit of smoke in you, if you smoke. Lights out.
I can't even answer the question. It's just like, I don't know.
Right. Nothing like some fire ass net, I'm telling you.
Like, Red, you got an answer?
Nah, not really. I mean, it just depends on, I don't know, it just depends on the day, I guess. Because, I mean, some days I want that fire ass neck, some days I don't. You know what I mean? Like,
some days you feel like it.
No, but then again, some days you might return the favor and, like, get a grand championship performance. You know what I'm talking about?
At WrestleMania, this motherfucker boy.
It's all the same.
So the next question is not even a question. This is not a question, but this show will be interesting. Thanks.
Definitely will.
So far it is.
Hold on to the next official question.
You gotta preheat the oven to 375 before you can move. You know what I'm saying? All
right. Are we baking cookies in this motherfucker?
They're about to get hot and greasy. Shit. Either way. Oh,
damn. Next question reads, what's something that you wish you could change about your relationship?
Not in one.
You know what's funny? This show reminds me that I don't have a relationship.
Oh. There you go. It's all right.
Oh man.
For me, it will be how we manage our time.
Nice.
Okay. And the reason why I say that is because I can do better at managing my time better to spend more time with my lady. But you know, like the way I kind of balance my work schedule and shit, like it gets confusing, gets hectic. So more so the way we can balance our time.
Okay.
I got a question for you right now, because that goes back to another question. You telling us that, but how is it the same when you want to tell your girl that?
What do you mean?
Oh, hold on. Wait, what was that? When is the perfect time to tell my girl that I don't feel the same anymore?
No. Like, when we talk about communicating, whatever that question was, something about that, telling the feelings.
You know what I'm saying? The one, you know, why don't men share their feelings?
Yeah, but I'm saying it's like he said that to us, but is it that easy off the tongue if you had to tell her that?
I don't know.
It depends. Sometimes, because I think just like any people in relationship, I mean, we both have our own agendas of what needs to happen. Sometimes it's not my fault I don't make the time. Sometimes this shit pops up, especially when you have kids, and time just not working out for what you wanted to do. Or sometimes you just feel like you need a moment, and that time that you would want to spend, you want to spend it alone. That's part of my
Got it.
Easy to date but hard to understand type thing. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes you just need some time to yourself, you know, always get that.
Well,
so like find a better way to balance time.
You got plenty of time now. We got that dub in motherfucker war zone. So hey, you got a whole week.
So
that's true.
Gunner?
What?
Oh wait,
I didn't know.
Yeah, we ain't no relationship. Me and God.
Yeah. I didn't know what I said.
Yeah, this was a Red exclusive.
Yeah. Red exclusive.
All right, so second.
But
to
that
last
nigga question. Always answer like he answered that shit the way he's supposed to. I'll tell you that.
You're right.
Second to last question. I find myself in a loveless marriage, but I know I'll never find another man to love me like he does. I'm just not in love with who he is anymore. I need advice.
Hold on, you gotta read that one more time. You gotta read that one more time.
I find myself in a loveless marriage.
Okay.
But I know I'll never find another man to love me like he does. I'm just not in love with who he is. I'm just not in love with who he is anymore. I need advice.
It sounds like she kind of might be stuck and she like the way she getting taken care of, but she don't really like the person.
Right. That's what it sounds like to me, too.
Man.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Like maybe she's paying all the bills and providing everything, taking her on trips. Girl,
you ain't going to find no other man than the one you got right goddamn now. You out here with an 80% motherfucking dude right now, and you trying to go find that goddamn extra 20.
No, but you know, to it she might have not never liked them at all. Some people don't never like somebody at all, but they go for like the little what they could do for them type of shit. That's where they get fucked up at, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I say watch Tyler Perry movie, The Higher Life Game Garden.
Oh, damn. My God. You'll never find...
imagine being in a relationship with somebody you never liked, but as a man, right. Like they just like giving you mad bread and buying with you whatever you want. They live with you, buy you a car, you know what I'm saying? But you just really hate this motherfucker. Every time you see them, you be like, yo, this is the dumbest motherfucker in the world.
Long story short, I'm gonna tell you this. You looking for 100% in the man. You only gonna get 80. You got your 80 right there. You gonna go out and try to find that extra 20 and make it 100%. But no, you gonna stay with that goddamn 20. So stay with your motherfucking 80.
Because you gonna find a nigga that you really like and he can't take care of you.
Yep, you goddamn right. So stay where you at, baby. Stay where you at, baby.
Well, this is what I say, because it could be a situation where she, you know, she is stuck. So I say it like this. If you are stuck and you know that you're not going to find anybody who's going to take care of you, you got to figure out what he's doing that's taking care of you to see if that could be, like, supplemented some way, right? Because if it's just money that he's taking care of just from a, like, financial standpoint, things like that, you got to figure out if why you're staying is for the right reasons.
I think what bothers me – go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying, and then if you feel like you are, then the next step is get some professional help. I didn't mean that in a bad way, but like go to couples therapy or something like that, and then really put these feelings on the table to see if they can go beyond that. You know what I mean?
Go ahead, I think what bothers me in the statement is she says a loveless relationship. I'm a loveless marriage. Like, what did you marry this man for?
Well, I kind of took it as the love was there, but it's not there anymore, right? So that's the reason why I'm like, if the love's not there, then what is there that is keeping you from letting this man know that you feel this way? You know what I mean? Like sit down and write that shit out. Write it out. Like, well, this motherfucker, he pays all the bills. And if it's nothing substantial and something that you can supplement somewhere else, I mean, then you really got to have a tough conversation with this guy.
And you want us to express our feelings? How about you express your feelings to your man, goddamn? Either that or take it upon yourself to change, or not necessarily change, but make things interesting. Make things fun, you know what I'm saying? To keep you gainfully employed with your married life, goddamn.
Man. Or you could do, like Gunna was saying earlier, and take it to trial.
Right. Oh, my God.
Man, see what you can walk out with.
She's gonna walk out with more than what we expect, but
no, but you just never know. It could be a whole flip flop. She could be the breadwinner, but she fell in love with the gardener and he's still gardening. You know what I'm saying? It could be something like that.
You never it could be flip side. You never know. She wants better for the gardener and he doesn't want better for himself. He wants to keep on doing the neighborhood instead of doing the whole block. I get that.
Damn.
Man, he can't take it to no fancy restaurants, but he could
he can handle that, you know, that yard.
Right.
And he banging that shit out like a slave fucking with a slave master daughter. Destroying that shit. She don't know what happened.
My God.
I'm the pappy.
Last question. Last question, which is a Red exclusive. It says, since us ladies love a good love story, where did you meet your significant other?
Well, I said a Red. Okay, never mind. I met my significant other at work. And typically, and I said this on the show, I typically don't do the whole at work relationship thing. But I was actually going through a thing with my old lady, and I was in a situation to where
yeah, I was locking eyes at the coffee pot.
I was looking for a love, I guess you could say. I actually met her trying to help her avoid somebody else who was trying to holler at her, to be honest with you.
Oh, wow.
And then I found
out how I feel about that one.
Oh, wow.
And then I found out, like, hold on, this chick got her own car? And she live alone? No drama?
Hey. Mark hit him with that.
Are you listening to Paul Hardcastle?
I have no idea.
Mark hit him with that. High love, by love. I will miss my love. Hey, girl, how you doing? You all right?
High love, by love. I will miss my love. Nah, my lady, man, my lady's good people, man. She really good people. And like I said, we met at work, and it was just a situation to where we both kind of filled voids for each other, and then it just turned into something more than that.
I'm asking whoever has the music on, can you turn it down just a little bit?
What does it sound like?
It sounds like Chinese music.
What's that, an ice cream truck?
You should hear it?
All right, it sounds better now. Thank you, whoever that was.
Look at you know it was Two Gun, goddamn. Two Gun playing Scarface in the background. He's playing a Scarface in the background when he was doing this soliloquy. No, but
his other music wasn't that loud. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I think it was the bells and whatever he was listening to.
No, I think I switched positions.
Okay, cool. Pause.
Whoa!
Pause.
No diggity, no doubt. No, sir. Nope.
Pause.
Dig, I just got why you said it was a Red exclusive. Because I'm sitting there waiting for all y'all fucking to answer the question too, and I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. All right, never mind then. Shit.
Yeah, normally there are Digga exclusive questions, not today.
Oh, well, there y'all go, listening.
There you go. That was Talk Tuesday Relationship Edition.
Let's go.
Like I said, a lot of these motherfuckers sound like they is really getting cheated on. Like, what? Damn.
Bro, I'm telling you, man, it's a new day and age.
I'm still trying to figure out what Two Guns listening to.
You still can hear the shit?
He said it was a bunch of instrumentals.
Is that Strawberry Letter 23?
I can barely even hear it.
Oh, man.
Holy shit.
But, oh, man, like, I wanted to do the relationship edition last week. I don't remember why I didn't do it because I didn't post a question on time, I do believe.
Yeah, it's all good. We got it knocked out.
But we got it done today.
You know what? Listen, I don't remember these questions being this tragic. around Valentine's Day. Y'all motherfuckers still ain't together?
What happened?
I don't remember these questions being this tragic around Valentine's Day.
Now I'm saying people going through it. It's about to be motherfuckers about to have hot girl summer and shit.
And it's summertime.
They already got their damn income taxes already in. They haven't spent it all.
That shit been spent. Somebody
that's what I'm about to say. I'm about to say, look, after they done spent up all that little income tax money, now they're trying to break up.
Just, Troublemakers, can y'all Troublemakers, it's summertime. Can y'all tell me how to break up my man?
Hey, changing the seasons, changing the relationships.
Ouch.
I'm just saying it's
hot. Right, winter time over.
It's hot girl, it's hot girl, hot boy summer. Goddamn. Motherfuckers it's trying to get out there.
It's summertime and I think my man is cheating.
I think
can I confirm? Can I confirm? I can't confirm it. I'm trying to go on this trip in July.
But you know what's crazy? And this is something I saw on Instagram, like the little meme or something. Bitches always talk about niggas cheating, but when y'all go on Mari, it ain't never the baby daddy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all might, it might be like one, two, or three every, you know what I'm saying? But like how you had that one, the bitch had 20 motherfuckers lined up.
What was her name? Marisol.
Or whoever she was.
Her name was Marisol.
It's funny how Murray says that shit, though. Above her, you are not the father.
That shit was so bad. That when they put that shit on screen with them 20 people, that shit looked like the game Memory. Remember we Memory you used to play? So everybody looked different. And then a couple of them look alike. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's wild. We're talking about why men cheat. Why do men cheat?
You know what's so funny about that game? Is your character wearing a hat?
Where? <Nope. laughs> No, he ain't the daddy neither. Next one.
Is your baby daddy wearing red, nigga? Nope. Does he got a mustache?
Shit don't make no damn sense. Shout out to Maury, goddamn. He kept that show going for a minute, boy.
Maury, black folks looking crazy. And like, Trailer Park white folks had them out here looking crazy.
Boy, yo, I seen one. I don't know. I think it was like a mix up on the reel and on Instagram. It was like a white, it was a white couple. And then they showed the picture of the black, black child, a black child on there talking about, so you are not the funny. She acting all goddamn surprised, like, what? So, bitch, if you don't, both of y'all white, he a black man. Come on now. That's a black lady.
Now, you got to think about those talk shows like Jimmy Jones, Ricky Lake, Jerry, Steve, Mari, and all that shit. Like, them niggas was coming out. What people call the trenches, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
those is like hood white people and hood black people. And like
I ain't gonna hold you. Like most of them shit, in my opinion, is scripted.
Yeah, they got writers.
But still, it's like, damn, I'm glad I don't live where they live.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, not gonna lie, man. One of the shows had a bitch from Goose Creek. We went to school with her.
Yeah.
Bitches on Ricky Lee.
And motherfuckers on Oprah, too.
Regina was on that too.
I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave it alone.
Wait, say it again, you guys.
Who was on Oprah? That's what I heard.
Yo, I know who was on Oprah.
I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm gonna leave that alone. Oh my God.
You better be glad she don't listen to the podcast.
No, she was.
Hey, all I gotta say is this nigga still got the t-shirt in the
car. Hey, Tuga, we'll let you know in the group chat.
We'll let you know in group chat.
But I just want to know, was she a guest or she was just in the crowd?
Oh, she was a guest.
Okay.
No. Her mama was the guest.
Oh,
no,
Oprah?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So I do want to say something that did break my heart this weekend.
Oh.
So we all know I love Anita Baker, right? Why did she cancel her show 15 minutes before she was supposed to get on?
Don't do that. You don't know the underlying.
She ain't feel like going.
You know,
I don't feel like dealing with these niggas tonight.
You know how old folks get now. They be old folks be like, I don't feel like going. That shit, I ain't doing nothing.
I was reading on a website. It says 10 reasons why Anita Baker could have canceled her concert in Atlanta 15 minutes before showtime. One, she wasn't done watching her stories.
Yeah. That was loud. I'm sorry. That was loud as fuck.
Two, Two, Wesley Snipes was doing her taxes.
Oh, no.
Three, Monique was telling her about Tyler Perry and Oprah, and it ran too long. Number four, she and Drake started beefing.
Baby, yeah, Jesus.
Number five, yeah, she was dropping Madonna off at one of her shows.
What?
Number six, the Coinstar machine kept jamming and she couldn't get the fare to get to her on bus.
They don't come try on, to play a needle
yeah,
like
I
that.
I know, right? Don't do that.
Number seven,
you know,
she was waiting on an outfit. She was waiting on an outfit from Sheen.
Don't play a needle maker like that, neither. They number was playing eight. With Anita money, and she was like, nah,
ooh.
I'm out.
Number eight, one word, MapQuest.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Number nine, apparently churches ran out of chicken.
See, I'm starting to feel the racism right now. I'm not liking this.
Wow.
All right. Number 10, last but not least, her ride was Lauryn Hill.
Damn.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
See, you know damn well this ain't no.
Nah, but Lauryn Hill used to do that shit in Brooklyn though. Like, she come dumb late. You know, like people yeah, getting reckless.
I was saying what they say. Lauryn Hill used to come like 2 hours late
and do like two songs and be out.
Boy, that's horrible.
Two long ass songs and be out.
That is horrible.
She said,
yo, I saw a meme that said, if I send you this picture of Anita Baker, just know I ain't coming.
Word. And she looked tired, right? She looked tired, like yeah. somebody fucked with her money. Like, nah.
Stressful. So you said somebody messed with Auntie's money?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, Connelly out the night? Oh, that's horrible.
I think that, and people keep acting like she's such a, you know.
I seen the reel on Instagram, and a girl was posting that shit. She was like, "Look, this bald headed bitch." I said, "Wow!"
But you gotta understand, this isn't her first time doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Nita Baker ain't playing, man. She's just like, man, fuck y'all. She got her money, man. She's like, fuck all y'all. I ain't.
Yeah, but Nita, like, this is a little final run. She better stop playing. Like, you, them young people don't know you like that. All your fans are the same age as you, and they is not coming to your shows in 10 years.
She was caught up in the rapture of love. Y'all better leave her alone.
Right.
Oh, man.
Anita better get that change. Man, Anita, you is not getting no spot in Las Vegas for a year. You better get your tour money while you can get it.
Na, 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 na.
But for those who know me knows, I love Anita Baker, like, a lot.
Oh, no, we ain't gonna do that. Mm-mm. See, you love Anita Baker and goddamn Luther Vandross, goddamn Luther. Yeah, I brought it up again. Fuck y'all.
I don't think Luther ain't ever canceled a show, though. Luther did his thing, Luther showed up.
Luther canceled that one show on July 1st, 2005.
For what?
That's the day he died.
Wow. That's fucked up.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Yeah.
Land a plane. This that you so stupid.
Damn.
I only know that day because I was the day that Jaden was born.
Correct.
That was the day that my Luther died.
You so damn stupid, bro. You so damn stupid. All right, so
Mikey put it in group chat. All right, there we go. I don't got to say.
Oh, shit. You.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Two Gun. That's Red. That's Yoga. And we are the Troublemakers.
Chuckling like a motherfucker right now.
So, I tell you what. I will not play Anxious tonight.
Yo, listen, real quick.
Folks say Luther wasn't much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing niggas and drinking.
But go ahead, Red.
No, just one thing about what you put in group chat. I was looking this up the other day, and I think I got it down to the episode number. I just can't find the episode. Like, I can't find a viewable version of the episode, but I got like the day and the number of the episode, so I had to see if I could pull that up.
Search that shit.
Wait, what are we talking about? Oh, okay. Oh, I got you.
What's in the group chat?
Okay, yeah. All right, I got it. I thought you were talking about our show. Like, I was going to say, niggas, we don't have seasons.
Nah. We don't have seasons.
I literally looked that shit up the other day, and I think I can screenshot the actual episode number because I found the synopsis. Because you can go to Oprah's website and watch
old episodes.
You can go watch old episodes from a website, and I'll try to do that shit.
It was the way that went. Doom 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 doom.
Yeah, this was like the early 2000s when she changed the set.
was it before or after Tom Cruise?
It got a little bit more color, a little more bright, right?
It was before Tom. Before Tom. Okay.
It was before Tom, but like this was on the new set. You know what I mean?
Before they changed the set.
You remember she had that set and used to have like the little colored swatches on the back wall that looked like those cups from the 90s?
Yeah.
You know the little blue cups from the 90s with the little red like stripe on it and shit?
Hell yeah.
y'all remember Geraldo?
Hell yeah.
That motherfucker got hit in the face with a chair.
That's what I was gonna say. He had the niggas sitting in office chairs the whole time with metal legs. Like that shit didn't have no comfort, and they put throwing them shits at each other on that one episode. What?
Yeah, that nigga, he broke his nose.
Broke his
they
nose.
They sure did.
He's supposed to have some nice little cushiony chairs that people can't just pick up. They was flinging them bitches. You know what I mean?
Hey, have I ever showed y'all my picture of me and Geraldo together?
Negative.
Nah. Yeah, you saw him on a plane, right?
Yeah.
Geraldo.
Was that on the way to Vegas?
Yeah. No. On the way to Vegas, that was Mark Sanford.
Yeah, fuck that nigga.
No.
That's the nigga who was running around in Brazil or something, ain't it?
Yeah, that's when I was running around Brazil. I saw Geraldo on my way back to New Jersey one time.
That was shit.
Yeah, I was going South Carolina to New Jersey. Because he had something to say about Kendrick Lamar. And this is when Kendrick Lamar came out with To Pimp a Butterfly. So me and him, we just talked about the To Pimp a Butterfly album for about an hour in the airport.
Geraldo? And how did y'all just get on that subject? He just stopped you and say, hey, colored fella, let's talk about this.
No, because, no, this is, all right, I'll tell this before we're in the show.
Roger that.
So what ended up happening is, all of a sudden, I'm sitting down in a chair, and like there's people like pointing in my direction. I'm like, yo, what the fuck they pointing at? Because, you know, I get triggered real fast. I'm sitting in the chair like, yo, what the fuck they pointing at? And, you know, they're pointing my direction. And I look to the guy beside me. I said, yo, they pointing at me or you? And he goes, it's probably me. And it's fucking Geraldo Rivera. And I'm like, yo, you're Geraldo. He goes, yeah. I said, can I take a pic with you real fast? He goes, if you want to. So me and him, we took a pic. And then I was like, what's your beef with Kendrick Lamar? And then he just goes on talking about how To Pimp a Butterfly, you know, spreads the wrong message. You know, you could say this, you know, because he was talking about the song All Right when Kendrick said something like, you know, in the hate popo, police will, you know, we shoot him down in the street for sure. He says, he's talking about killing cops, man. I said, did you listen to the whole song or did you just single that point out? And we just have a musical conversation. So, and I found out that he was real big on Stevie Wonder until Stevie Wonder came out with Square Circle, where he had a song about apartheid where he just didn't like. I'm like,
this nigga is picky.
Yeah, so, but it was a cool, I gotta find that picture and I'll share it in the future.
I would have been like, Geraldo, you better be glad there ain't no chairs.
Boy, that man kind of approached Geraldo like you want beef. Like, yo, what's that shit you were saying about Kendrick? Like, you know, that little bit nervous for a second. Like, oh, Lord.
No, it wasn't like that. I just asked
him. Hey, you just never know.
But, yeah, that's another wild. One. Wild is there.
But,
another one of them colors.
Right.
Oh, God.
He was like, it's not great. Like that. My neighbor's black.
But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Red. That's Two Gun. That's Yoga, and we are the Troublemakers.
Fucking movie. I'll anchor tonight. Fuck it. You don't want to do it, I'll anchor tonight.
All right, you'll anchor tonight. I'll start.
Pause.
I want to say.
I'm sorry, dude. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Damn. I'll start. I want to thank my co-host tonight.
Wow. Damn. Okay. All right. Okay.
I want to thank my co-host tonight. Y'all been great. If you know anybody going through a hard time, it only takes 3 seconds to ask if somebody's okay. Those 3 seconds can go a long way. Other than that, yeah, I'm good.
Red.
What you see?
Good show. Good show. Thank y'all for the questions. Those were good questions. World's still a crazy place. Make sure y'all take care of yourselves and look out for one another and check on your peoples. I don't have nothing either.
Yeah, over here, Nickelodeon
got some nasty motherfuckers. That's all I'm gonna say.
You said what?
I said Nickelodeon got some nasty motherfuckers. That's all I'm gonna say.
Damn. Nickelodeon, damn.
Would you watch that shit?
Nah, I saw the news story though. What's that big girl that used to work for Nickelodeon?
Oh, Lori Beth Denberg.
She said that man showed her a video of some chick sucking a donkey dick.
Damn. Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah. Damn.
He's disrespecting Lloyd Beth.
Damn. Good, too good.
Now, for real, like, damn. That's what you gonna show to a kid? People out here crazy.
Oh, man, shit.
Crazy, man.
Now, nah, people really,
the donkey dick.
People really need to watch their back and shit. Like, it's crazy. People out here doing wild shit. I'd seen a nigga, I don't know if y'all saw it, but he lassoed the bitch. I think it was in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, with a belt.
Yeah, lasso.
Like, what? It's like, hey, that?
Lassoed her with the belt.
Word, like, it's like that out here? Jesus Christ.
Raped her, right?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Wait, he raped her too, or right? attempted to rape her?
Nah, like, he got her in between, like, some cars or something.
I think he raped her and killed her.
No, he didn't kill her.
Oh, I thought you killed
him. Nah, but like people out here doing some crazy shit. Yeah. Words. Can't just be out here like dilly dallying, walking alone at night as a man or a woman. You know what I mean? If you live in them type of areas or, you know, metropolitan areas where the loonies is running around.
Facts.
The loonies even got five on it.
Goddamn loony tunes.
All right. That's all, you know.
Oh, okay.
Everybody be nice to each other.
Why can't I find this picture of Geraldo?
All right, y'all. I'm closing out the show tonight. This is a big moment for me because I ain't never closed the show before. let me get my shit together. I appreciate y'all for sending in those questions. It's a new day and age, all right? Y'all just, sometimes we just got to go along with it, or we can stay in our old ways. Me, personally, stay in my old ways. But anyway, we trying to do big things out here. So y'all keep it moving, keep it pushing, keep your hopes high and your spirits up there as well. Now, y'all be easy. God don't make no mistakes. And in the words of Digger, God bless and good night.
God bless you. Amen.
We out.